I was like, I have to tell you something. He's like, me too. And I go, I looked at him and I go, I love you. And he goes, oh my God, I'm breaking up with you. I was like, wait, what? And he's like, that's what you had to tell me? I'm like, that's what you had to tell me? We broke up. We broke up. When he told me, I don't want to be with you anymore, I was telling him, I love you. Hey. Two, one.
I was like expecting you, like the iCarly theme song.
I know.
How does that go?
No, I was singing the, I know you see me standing here. Yeah. Do I look good, my dear? Do I look good today? Yeah, yeah.
I honestly.
If you wanna.
Oh, there it is. I was like going to try to sing along, but it was unrecognizable.
Well, that's because literally my throat right now from allergies is like squenched. Squenched. Is that not a word?
No.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm
sure. You're positive?
I'm looking it up.
Okay. Look it up. I think it's a good word. Either way, I think we should use it.
Are you sure it's from allergies or from your night?
I can't confirm or deny anything right now. I think it is allergies, though, because my nose is, like, stuffed and I can barely breathe. But I'm feeling like a million bucks. I feel like a good juju. I feel like my juju is good.
You know, is it a word, Ben?
There's a definition for it in Urban Dictionary.
Perfect.
So
that means it's
that
a word.
As you will.
Do we
it's
know
a word.
What's the definition of squenched?
Definition of squenched.
A word made up.
A
word made up by illiterate people to replace the word squished, usually used by underprivileged Southerners. I'm not saying that second part. Second part's a little.
Whoa.
Messed up.
Well,
all right,
then.
Sid, you
good morning.
Good morning.
Everyone has a freaking vibe going on today.
It is. Good juju. And usually on Sunday morning when we wake up, we're like, we got to record a podcast early on Sunday.
I know.
But I don't know. We're just feeling it today, even though we all had a great ass night.
We did. We went to Maynard's. Some people, by the way. Shout out the Maynard's girls that were there. They were saying to shout out them out. And I'm like, I got you.
I have a story.
What?
So I was like, I'll shout you out on the podcast tomorrow. But her name's Paige. She was like, what's my name? She asked me six times because I kept forgetting, obviously. And I'm just so bad at names. And she was like, when she was leaving, she was like, what's my name? I'm like, Paige, got you. But I would see her throughout the night and she was saying how she also does the one cheek sneak. So the one cheek sneak, if you're unaware of what the one cheek sneak is, it's when you have to fart, but you don't want anyone to hear it, especially if you're, you know, over at someone's house.
Yep.
And you're laying in bed. You want to just let out a silent fart. You just spread
get away.
You spread your cheek apart a little bit and silent. We love it.
You can get away with murder.
Yeah. So we would see each other like across the bar. And we would both like turn, grab a cheek and lift. And
Are you kidding me?
It was all night. Just grab a cheek, lift. So and it was just like, I would see her and we'd lift.
You had already left. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I came up and I sat down where you were sitting and she comes over and she goes, one cheek sneak. And like, I go, what? And she goes, you know, one cheek sneak. And then she did the move where she pulls the cheek up, stands on one hip. And I'm like, oh my gosh. She goes, yeah. Oh my God. Hi girl. Gives me like a hug and like a kiss on the cheek. I've never met her before.
The way you're imitating. Yeah. I could just
nicest
picture,
human.
Very nice. I could just picture like a little tipsy girl. And I'm like, same. Though.
I know. You're like, I feel that, honey. Oh, it was so fun. Anyway, Maynard's was hilarious, but I do have a story. I freaked some old guy out so bad. I freaked him out.
Let's
because,
hear.
So long story short, we're talking to some guy. I saw some guy from the boat party that we went on. Remember, like way back when on the St. Croix River? Big boat party. Remember? Maybe you don't remember.
Was I there?
Yeah, you were there. We were wearing orange. There was like a DJ and a boat.
Oh.
I think, can we say it? Boatcella? I don't know if that's allowed.
I don't know
if there's like
allowed.
A rule against it because they got in trouble or whatever. Anywho, so we're on that. I see a guy I knew and he was like, oh my God, I know you from the podcast. And all of a sudden this old man from nowhere goes, you have a podcast? And I'm like, hi. Yeah, I do. And we're having like a conversation. So I'm like, oh yeah. And he's still standing behind me. He gets his phone out and he's waiting for like a gap in the conversation. We're talking about something else. He goes, what's your podcast name? And I'm like, Straight Candid. And then I like turn back again. He's just like right over our shoulder the whole time. He ended up, we were trying to like nicely, politely get away. I'm like, I'm going to go get a drink. And he goes, okay, I'll come with you guys. Me and my sister were like, you've got to be kidding me. Like he followed us down
to
get a drink. His friends are down there and he goes, hey, my friends want to talk to you guys. Tell them about your podcast. And the guy comes over and he's like looking at me all like kind of like, who the heck are you? But like trying to be hot. He's in his 40s probably. And I looked at him. I go, what do you want to know about my podcast? He was just being like kind of douchey. And he goes, well, what is it even about? He said there's something like sex or something related or whatever. He was like judging. And I looked at him and I go, I can tell you about my favorite episode. And he goes, sure. Yeah, whatever. And I go, it was a doctor. She's an OBGYN. It's about vaginas, being comfortable with their sex life. All about vaginas, 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 right in his face. And he was like, oh, he was so scared. He's like, oh my God, a classless or something like that. And I looked at him. I just rolled my eyes. I'm like, you're pathetic. I literally am like, bye.
The men at Maynard's, like they're either like our age, they're fun. And it's like, they're, all I have to say is that bar compared to some of like the dinky, like Northeast, North Loop, Minneapolis vibes, it was just a pool of attractive
it's a zoo humans. There it's a zoo
and then there's like the few old men that are just there to be creepy
lingering
and pretend like they are interested in your podcast and invite you on your boat and then you're like
you know when you see someone in the crowd there's this man with a fedora he had to be in his like 70s I'm serious I just like see him looking across the crowd and then all of a sudden I turn around he's right there and I go oh he scared me and he goes hi how are you I just think it's hilarious. Little, like you see the character across the room like six times and then all of a sudden you go, oh, Jesus Christ. Where's Waldo? He's literally right there.
But
I'm like, oh,
yeah,
God.
I woke up and I thought you were mad at me because.
Yeah, I know you did.
So all night I was waiting for Sid to come. I was so excited Sid was coming. I was like a little tipsy and I was waiting for Sid to show up and I bought her a shot because I was like going to present her with a shot when she arrived.
Oh my God, an angel.
And she was like, we're on our way. Like she was walking and I'm holding this shot and people were like, are you going to drink that? I'm like, it's for Sid. It's for Sid. Don't even look at it. I'm like, this is for Sid. And I'm like, Sid's coming. I was just kept repeating.
The nicest
human. I was like walking around to everyone. Don't even know. Sid's on her way. Sid's on her way. Sid's
so
on her way.
So cute.
And then I sit down at the bar, or sorry, at the table. We had a little table. And immediately, all of a sudden, this, like, I was overcome with, like, I'm a little tipsy. I'm tired.
I need to leave right now.
Grab my phone. I'm like, this happens to everyone, I feel like. But I was just going to Irish goodbye completely. Ordered a Lyft immediately and decided to leave before Sid even arrived. This is like my brain and I just needed to go home. So I left and I thought Sid came by herself for a second this morning when I woke up. And so I was like, oh my God, I left right before she got there. I felt so bad.
No, you did not need to feel bad. I
FaceTimed you immediately this morning and no answer. I'm like, oh my God.
She's pissed.
She's pissed at me. She's pissed at me.
I don't get mad at people for not coming to things or like leaving or like not coming to things because I'm like, I feel that. I've like no showed so many times, like just because I didn't feel like it or something came over me or whatever. There's no reason to feel guilty about that unless
just Irish goodbye.
You're leaving somebody in the dust, like, and they're alone, like solo. It's like, but Taylor was with me.
And you could tell
fine.
Probably from my text that you're like, she may be there. She may not.
Yeah. I'm like, I wonder if she's still there. And I couldn't send the text once I got in there. So then Tyler was calling me and she's like, for some reason, I think right when you walk in, no service. So I couldn't call you. I like called you like six times. Also side note, I just am thinking about me and Taylor and I were walking. We walked
Taylor,
home.
Your sister.
My sister.
By the way.
Yep. And we were walking home and the whole time we were like, I don't know. I'm not into drinking really. Like I don't like going out that much. We're like walking home just like in the street. Like it's just like, do you ever think back at your behavior and you're like, oh God,
yeah.
I was a lot, and then I wake up and I'm asleep and I look over at Jordan. I'm like, good morning, like give him a little hug or whatever. And I just see his phone come up like this, and he clicks into the Ring app and taps the ring like because he wanted to see what we were like when we got home. And all of a sudden I hear like, oh my God, I can't wait to have chips and crackers or something like that. Or like, and a little piece of cheese. I got the good cheese. And it's like me and Taylor coming in the door. I'm like, oh my God. And then he like puts his phone down and turns back and goes back
to
sleep.
That is amazing. That is so good.
I'm telling you, if you got any sort of camera, watch it in the morning. I mean, not that people have like Ring cameras in apartments, but
I wish I had a Ring camera.
It's hilarious.
You have so many funny little moments from that.
Oh my God. And Jordan twerking. Did you see that video?
Yeah, that was
great. Yeah, I found that one. That one's gold. Liquid gold. I have a funny straight canon moment story that I just put two and two together.
Would you like to hear it? Yes.
So sweet little Sophie girl, this girl right next to me, she got me lunch the other day.
Oh, yeah.
She got me lunch and it was a soul bowl. It was so good from Crisp and Green. But knowing me, obviously, I carried it around for a little while, right? I ate half of it, had it next to me, and then you left, whatever. So I put the cap back on to my soul bowl and I put it back in the fridge. So I'm eating it later and I'm chewing it and it's so good. It's so delicious. And I am chewing on something that I don't recognize. And I'm chewing on something that I don't recognize. And it's chewing and I'm chewing. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Tastes minty.
It's a refreshing little piece of gum in my soul bowl, in my freaking food. Not kidding you.
I need to pull up the text that I had received literally the moment.
Read it, please.
This happened because I was dying laughing. But I also got really nervous because I was like, oh my.
I was thinking in my head, I go, this bitch put her gum in my bowl because she thought I was done. And it was not even halfway done. And I'm like, you son of a gun. So listen to I texted her immediately and I was like,
say what actually happened while
so
I'm finding this.
What actually happened was.
It was not me. I swear. I never even opened your bowl.
But like, I'm like, how the hell did a piece of chewed gum get in my freaking bowl? So basically what actually happened was, this is going to sound gross to some people, so bear with me. But I had just put a new trash bag in the trash bin, okay? Literally like just moments before. And I had thrown the cap away pre-episode because I thought I was going to finish the meal. So when I hadn't finished the meal, I went back to the trash bin and there was nothing in it besides the cap that I had literally just thrown away. So I'm like, okay, I'll just put the cap back on and I'll put it in the fridge.
Nothing but the cap.
Literally just the cap because nothing had been thrown away.
And my gum.
Turns out, sweet little Sophie had listened to me and said, don't put your gum on the table, put it in the trash bin. The gum was on the cap. So when I recapped my meal, the freaking gum was in my meal when I ate it for later.
Okay, I found the messages.
Oh, God.
Monday at 9:31 p.m., finishing her lunch, by the way.
Dinner.
One meal for dinner. No way. Next message. No way. I'm crying puking. I was just eating the rest of my bowl, and I'm chewing on something odd. Turns out, it's a fucking piece of chewed gum. I'm crying. Was it yours? I'm laughing, but I may kill you. I don't know yet. So then I respond. I honestly, my jaw.
Take a screenshot of that, will you?
My jaw.
Please.
The way she messaged you was like one sentence and then the next and then the next. I was freaking out. I said, stop. No way, dude. No, wasn't mine because I've never opened your bowl. I was like, you need to tell Crispin Green that's disgusting.
Yeah, we're about to report Crispin Green.
it couldn't have been mine. This is chewy. I can't even imagine. She goes, I'm crying. How did this happen? I literally almost puked all over. I was like, what the hell? I said, it's even grosser because I never opened your container. And then like 2 hours later, I randomly started thinking of these messages and I just started laughing by myself. I'm like, how does that happen?
Long story short, I figured out the rumors are true. It was Sophie's, but it was my fault. And Crispin Green had nothing to do with it. Oh God. But if you haven't gotten the Soul Bowl, holy shit, that thing is good. So anyway.
Isn't it?
So okay, that was my straight cannon moment.
My straight cannon moment from, I guess it was last night. I forgot to mention this, so I'm going to make it my straight cannon moment. Did you see our story?
No.
I deleted it.
What was
I posted a drunk video on our straight cannon.
No, you did not.
On our straight cannon podcast.
No, you did not.
Let me just give you a little, I saved it.
What did you do?
I woke up this morning and I'm like, delete. It was on there. It was on there for... I don't know.
You also go to bed at like 3 p.m.
This is me in the elevator and this was on our story. Okay, ready? I'm going to play it.
Let me see. Walking out the door and then. Okay, ready? Oh my God, I'm scared. Go to the other one. Why isn't it playing? Go to the other one. They're the same.
Like this. So it was like, we're recording the podcast at 9 a.m. And I was like, divert the drinks.
my eyes.
My God.
Wait for the end video. Wait for the end look.
Oh Jesus. That was on her story?
That was on
her story?
That was on Straight Candid Podcast.
Oh my God, you can't trust anyone. There's like three people logged into the account.
If you saw that on our story, you're the real OG.
You're lucky. You are lucky. Okay. Yeah. God, you did not. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is the worst. Have you ever taken a photo when you're drinking too? And you're like, this looks so good. And you post it like on Instagram. You're like, God, it looks so good. Oh my God. And you wake up in the morning and you're like, that is not okay that's on the internet. That is not okay.
I get so mad when you leave the house, fresh makeup, like you got that glowy, dewy skin, you know, nothing's running down your eyes. And then all of a sudden you get home or you go to the bathroom when you're out and you look in the mirror and you're like,
oh my gosh.
I did not look like this when I left my house. Is this what I look like? And I honestly was like, I just look like saggy old drunk.
Like washed out. I also, every time I wake up, you guys, my skin is dehydrated. So my forehead looks like I'm like 65. Yeah. Like it's so like wrinkled and lined. Do you know what I'm talking about? What happened? Oh, you spilt on a hoodie.
I guess I'll take the hoodie.
Looks like I'll have another. Looks like I'll have another. Oh my God, that is hilarious. I do want to say one real thing that's not an exciting thing because it's like real life and I'm always keeping it real with everybody. So maybe you saw it on my story, but I really don't talk about when things are not going well in my life. Like I don't like to talk about it. I actually like don't like to relive. I'm an avoider.
But it's also, I think probably like the podcast, we have to expose ourselves a little bit with like things that are emotional, hurtful, you know, like you're being real on the podcast. And I love that social media is usually always highlights and living your best life. And the fact that, sorry, I'll let you finish.
No, no, no.
But
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Agree. No, go thank you. Oh, she's like, oh my God, sorry. But my grandma is really not doing well, like really bad. Like I brought her to the hospital last week, which like if you've ever had to not only like see a family member deteriorate in their experience, does something smell?
Smells really good.
Oh, I thought you were going to say bad. I'm like,
was
sorry, it's maybe my breath.
I don't think so.
Is it me?
Sid. Oh, okay. Smells so good.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Oh my gosh. So I had to bring her to the hospital, which is like scary in itself, right? But like having to do that to somebody you care about, and it's only one of the only like family members outside of my parents that we're extremely close with. Like obviously I'm close to my aunts and uncles, but like this is my one grandma. You know what I mean? I've never had another grandma.
This is the grandma that listens to the podcast.
Listens to the podcast.
That's spunky, spicy. We love her.
And she'll always be like, don't ever talk about politics on the podcast. And I go, no, I know we don't talk about politics. She goes, don't ever do it. And I go, I know we don't do it. She's like, you're not dumb enough to do that. I'm like,
first
I know.
But we also are dumb enough to do it because we all have opinions and I will talk about example.
She's like, people will never, she's like, you'll never agree with everyone. And I'm like, yeah, I know, grandma. And she always like says it over and over again. I'm like, oh my God, I can't with you. But she's not doing well at all. And we're feeling it's a lot of pressure on somebody when you're the family member that everyone leans on and you're the family member that everybody goes to for things like, and it's sad because everybody's confiding in you and how they feel and how hard it is. And then you go home and you don't really have anyone to confide in for yourself. So it's very difficult. And I'm just saying, if you're somebody out there feeling that, I feel you and I know it's hard. And I know it's hard to be the one in the family where everybody comes to you for things. It sucks sometimes. Like, but it also means that people trust you and they feel like you're strong. But make sure to take care of yourself. I've had reminders from these two that I need to too. But just know that life is not all butterflies and rainbows and it's normal to go through things. And when you are out of control and you can't do anything more for the situation, you have to just accept it, be positive, and accept that this is the current situation.
Because you're always there for your sister and your mom almost like when it comes to things like this. And I feel
my
like
my dad, everybody.
Everyone. Like everyone does go to you. It's just like you're so... I come to you for things like that too. You're just very comforting, but you also need to remember that, you need to find that with someone too. And if that means, Sophie, can you come over and we just hang out and don't talk podcast? Like you can come by to me.
Yeah.
I got you.
Thank you. Nugget.
I got you.
Yeah. It's just hard, you know, like, I mean, and seeing somebody like it's very hard to like just see somebody living their life and then going to the hospital and seeing them and not honestly not knowing if they'll ever leave. Like, it's just like, it's just nothing you can explain. And once you've experienced it with a family member, and I think we'll have an episode about grief like soon here, because I think, it's something we all deal with. We don't talk about, it's not fun to talk about, but it is what life happens or what goes through your life. Sorry.
Yeah. Like, and I think we were definitely, I remember we've had the idea of talking about grief, a while ago, but both of us hadn't really dealt with much of it.
Yeah.
So I think it could be an upcoming episode. Maybe we could have someone come on.
Yes.
But
anyway, just keeping it real for everybody. So you know what's going on and you're in it, but we always keep it fun. So I promise we'll go back to that.
Yeah.
I love y'all.
Love you.
Love you. Kisses.
They're like, you're leaving already.
No, I'm not leaving. No, I'm not going anywhere. But my throat, you guys, do I sound like I'm stuffed up?
No, but
I sniffle to make it more dramatic.
We both do sound, it's so funny. Oh my gosh. What? We both do sound like a little more lower toned when we either have allergies or
I don't either. I don't know what you're talking about. Dude,
I sound the same as always.
No, like I literally could talk like this and people would be like, what podcast are you listening to? Oh my God. Wait. I literally sound like a dude.
I think that one time when you and I were like hitting on those chicks.
Oh my God.
And she was all in my face. And I was like, what are you doing?
Sid, you know what? Bro? You know what TikTok we should do?
What?
There was like these two girls imitating dudes.
I saw it on the page.
Going, she's a 10, but she's a 10, but like,
wait,
I'm trying to think of one.
It was like, she's a 10, but like when she drinks her coffee, she slurped it one time. Definite 2.
And then they go,
she's a 2.
Dude, what a, she's a 2. She's a 10, but.
They've dead drawn mustaches.
She's a 10, but she owns a ring light.
one, maybe 0.
wait. She's a 5, but like, she's a fit chick. Like she goes to the gym.
Oh, 10
like,
and a half, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, maybe 11. Fuck.
Okay, she's a 10. Wait. Oh my God, I got one.
Okay.
She's a 10.
Yeah. Seen them.
What?
I've seen 10s.
Yeah.
Dated them too.
Yeah, dude, that's good. Okay, we should stop. But
I'm
I could
scared.
Keep going.
Do
you have one? She's a 10, but.
She's a 10, but she always like wears flip flops. Still a 10. I love you.
I got a flip fetish.
I creep myself out sometimes. I really do. I'm not kidding. I started 10.
She's a 3, but like her dad's rich.
Dude, set for life. 11.
Wait. I feel like we should keep going. This is good. I'm sure. I wish we wrote these down. Okay. She's a 5, but like she loves threesomes.
9.5. Yeah. Oh no, she's a 10. All right, fine.
All right. Okay, I feel like we should be done. Yeah, that was enough.
That's enough. We're the guys that take the joke like way too far. Yeah. Also, you noticed I've been doing this the entire episode, going back and forth on the chair. I can't sit. I can't sit like this. I can't sit like this. I have to be.
My friend was like, my friend usually listens on Spotify.
Yeah.
She goes, for the first time ever since I was on the plane, I watched YouTube. She was like, the faces and the like motions you guys use when you record. And I go, well, you have to like embody it or else the episode's boring. She was like, the facial expressions,
they're everything.
She's like, I think I'm always going to have to watch on YouTube now.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
Wait, cute. I mean, seriously, if you haven't watched our YouTube, we're psychotic. So just know that there's a lot of motions going on. But we are not going to waste any more time on those 10 to 2s and 2s to 10s because we have an episode coming for you right now about firsts. All the firsts.
All the effed up firsts.
Effed up first loves, first relationship, first time moving in with somebody, first job.
First kiss,
first time caring about other people's opinions.
We shouldn't say all because we might not get to all
of them. but they all are there. They're there. There's first for everything. But I feel like I have something. I was going to say.
So I feel like some of y'all probably already know this because I guess I've been alluding to it on my story and I keep forgetting that people don't know. But
you secretive little silly.
I honestly was just not going to really share it publicly because I just didn't want people's opinions and I don't really care what people think, but I was like, whatever.
I don't really care.
So, Plant Daddy, Pat, moved in with me.
Woo!
Because one, we were like, why not? We hung out when we weren't living together. I would drive over there. He would drive over there every single night. It was just kind of ridiculous. Yep. His lease was up. I was about to be kicked out of my condo unless I could pay double rent. So I was like, you should just move in. He was like, sick, let's do it. I'm like, okay.
It worked out better in every single way.
And we were both like, okay, let's like realistically talk. Like if we're together, this is how it would work. If we break up, this is how it would work. Like we're like, cool, let's do it.
See that communication that you had though?
Yeah.
Like right before it even happened, you have to address the obvious.
We're like, I was like, I don't want to break up, just so you know, but we probably should like, and he was like, yeah, let's talk about it. And he's like, but I don't want to talk about it. I'm like, I don't either.
Oh.
But we did, so.
Cuties.
But we won't.
So
he moved in and it's
not just him though, right?
What?
He didn't just move his body in, like all of his things came
Oh
right?
Yeah, like his things, all his entire apartment. This is now in my condo.
How did you do that though?
So,
because you had so much stuff.
Yeah.
So and it stresses me out.
I decluttered months prior.
Okay.
But I still had a lot of shit. And luckily, Plant Daddy is just so giving and like very flexible. He's like, you can give me like a quarter of the closet. I'm like, sick. I was like, are you sure? Please say yes.
And he was like, of course,
baby. He's like, yeah, of course. I'm like, okay,
He like politely hangs mm-hmm. three t-shirts in the corner and pushes. I pushed them all the way over to the side. I can't really see them.
That
but
is exactly. Just so you. And yeah. he is very sweet like that. So the closing was totally fine. But then he starts bringing in all these like, he's a very trinket.
He is a trinket guy.
Ben's already laughing. Because Ben and Sid know because they would come over to work and I'd be like, you guys, look what he brought.
So it reminds me of the trinkets my grandpa used to send me from his pawn shop.
But they're all like, since he's like very into the environment, he has a hard time like getting rid of things that like share, like have like a value to them.
Sentimental.
Him.
Yeah. In some way.
A memory. And so he brought probably 30 candles.
Okay.
And then I kind
of
looked.
How many of them were new? Like most of them were like halfway gone, almost all the way gone, right?
Yeah. And oh shit, I was going to bring the cup.
Oh, dang it.
To drink out of. But so Sid was there the other day when we were working and Pat fell asleep on the couch. And
so we had to start talking about him.
We had to start talking about him, obviously. He was fake sleeping. No, he's probably,
he was like one eye open.
But I was like, okay, I got to show you some of the stuff he brought because we knew we were going to be talking about this. And me and Sid are trying not to laugh out loud because he's sleeping and we're both like laughing silently. Because you've had the same experience with Jordan, like slightly. So I'll get your take in a second. But first of all, before I even say this, if Pat or his family does listen, what a cutie. Love him. Like, it's just.
We're having fun.
We're making this entertaining. Yeah. But I'm like, okay, here's one thing.
I'm already laughing.
So I'm like pointing at like this little elephant he brought and then like this, the candles in the corner everywhere. And
so many.
He put like this like. Cartoon globe by my like really fancy like gold black globe thing, and then I was like, "Okay, Sid, look at this." And I opened the cupboard.
Oh God, you guys! I wish you could have been there. I go, like, please don't tell me that's rain.
How would you explain the mug?
It's a Rainforest Cafe.
Yes,
meets like what's the guy? What's the character's name? Like kind of like SpongeBob meets Rainforest Cafe. I don't really know how to like describe it. It's like a wood. What are those wood like?
Is that a toad? Totem face? No.
Like think of like Easter Aztec. Island. Easter Island head goes to Rainforest Cafe, made out of wood.
It had like a face. It was a face on a mug, but it was originally a candle.
Yeah.
Okay. And he puts it down. He's like, "Where do you want to put this candle?" And I was like, "Oh, like the candle comes out. It could be a cup." And he's like, "Yeah, it's also a cup." And I'm like.
Wow.
I'm like, wow, babe, that's so cool.
Cool.
And I want to be like, let's throw this fucking ugly piece of shit away. So I was like, oh, I have a great idea. We'll take the candle out.
Oh my
God.
And
we can use it as a cup.
Perfect.
And then I put it up on the top shelf in my cabinet.
Turned it backwards,
right? Close the cabinet. I'm like, you don't even see it. Close it.
She takes a breath.
And then
oh my God.
The other day I was shaving his back. And his butt.
Oh my God.
Wait, what?
Wait, what? Where did this come from?
My friend called me. And I'm talking to her on the Apple Watch. I'm like, one moment. I'll call you back in a second. And Pat yells in my Apple Watch, she's shaving my back.
What the fuck is going on? You shave his back?
Yeah. And I shaved
Throws that out there like it's so
catchy. And I shaved his butt.
You did not.
But anyways, that's not the part of the story. I was like, I need to get your back wet. So I go to the cabinet and I grab that cup. And he goes, no, not the cup. And I go, babe, I'm not. He's like, no, that's gross. And I go, well, do you want a drink out of it? And he was like, no, I just don't want you to put the shaver in that, you know? And I was like, oh no, I'm just going to pour it on your back.
Like water.
Like, and he was like, oh, okay, you can do that. But you didn't want me to put the shaver in the cup, even though I was like.
Because
and
I go, couldn't this, get that cup
I go,
dirty.
I go, this is the back shaving cup now.
And what did he say?
He would just kind of laugh and let it happen, but he didn't want me to put the shaver in it.
She has such an aesthetically pleasing apartment, you guys. Like, it's just so perfectly, like, patterns with a bright color, like, perfectly laid out.
Little bohemian.
And I started looking around, and I start seeing, a trinket, like an elephant, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of interesting. Okay, and then I'm like, oh, there's a giraffe right there. Oh, look at that. Ooh, that's a globe.
Look at that gold wooden vase.
Gold wooden vase, like, made out of fake wood. I'm like, that's interesting. And then we go in the bathroom. She goes, I got to show you something. Tell me if this would look good here. And she holds up this giant reflective sea turtle that you for sure got in Cabo, like when you were in like second grade. And I go, what is that? I'm like, what is that?
I pretend to put it on the wall where Pat wanted
and
to put
it. It's huge, you guys. It's massive. And she's like, what, he wanted to put this here.
And so then I was like,
I ended up
putting it in his fourth corner of this closet.
One fourth of the corner. Oh, I can't. I literally can't. It's too good.
I love him. He's
he's
cute.
So sweet.
He's so sweet, but this the fucking turtle.
It's almost like your apartment is like North Loop Chic meets like African Safari.
I have tears.
Oh my God.
But that's
crying.
But that's the thing. Like, ooh. I will compromise. Like, if he really wanted that turtle there, I would
You
put
would
it
let
there.
It there. Yeah.
I would, just like Jordan has his little raccoon hammock above the toilet.
We were so close to a perfectly pristine apartment. We were so close, you guys. So close to just having it be crisp. Every single line. My OCD is perfected. And I go into the bathroom and I go, oh no. Oh my God. It is a literal picture of this. It's a plank piece of wood.
Wait, I got to show the picture.
It's a plank piece of wood. Don't show it until okay. I finish this, okay? Plank piece of wood. And it is a painting made out of bright colors of a raccoon eating a watermelon, riding a watermelon.
Ben, are you ready?
I'm not kidding. I'm like, you've got to be shitting me. Well, honey, that does not look good with the chrome. But here's the thing.
I've never zoomed in.
I know. You compromise. You compromise. That's all I have to say. You have to bend. You know what I mean? I was about to say, I have things that are really bad too. No, I don't. No, I don't. I don't have anything that bad.
I have the giggles.
I have the giggles too. No, you really do have to compromise. Ben's crying. But you know what though? That piece in specific, and if anyone, Jordan's family or anybody listens, that piece means a lot to him. It's from a family member. I, of course, would never take it down. I would never require that or anything like that. Require it. Like, there's rules. Why did I say it like that? Oh, my God. Anyway.
So
we had our first move-ins, and it is a balance. Let me just tell you about the other side of it is you have to get used to being in each other's space all the time. You have to get used to communicating that you need space or like that you want to be alone. You have to get used to like them farting all the time, which is annoying. I'm like, can we not have like a little bit of secrecy and privacy and like not like share everything, including toots? And they eat all my snacks, which is like very annoying. Like I bought that for me and all of a sudden it's completely gone.
It's like opposite with me and Pat because he buys, like, right now he has all these veggies in the fridge and, like, cucumbers. And, like, I keep forgetting to go grocery shopping and I'll look at him and I'll do these little puppy dog guys. And he's like, what do you want? I'm like, can I have your cucumber?
Oh, cute.
He's like,
I would give you my cucumber.
He's like, sure.
Oh, cute.
And then, yeah, he's just whatever. But I'm the one that's stealing his snacks. But
you're the stealer.
It's also interesting because, like, you could be alone in this house. Me and Pat, it's a very small, you know, it's not like we got a lot of rooms.
Yeah.
If you want to be alone, like shut the like
bathroom
door. The other day I wanted to be honest, I wanted to go masturbate. Oh. So I go.
People ask that actually though. They're like, where do you go? But finish.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm going to go take a nap. And I mean, usually he knows if I'm like, you know, I'm going to go do a little something. But I've masturbated in bed next to him too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because like he doesn't have sex drive right now.
Yeah.
So I was like, I just need a little. So I just closed my bedroom door and that's my alone time.
That's your space.
That's my alone time. Yep. Yep.
Take your space. Take what you need. Oh my God. I can't with you. I love you and your realness. Wait, when was your first relationship? Side note.
First relationship.
What was your first relationship?
Well, like, I don't know, like middle school relationship.
I don't know.
Vibe.
Maybe your first crush and then your first relationship.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my first crush was probably, I don't remember like my first crush, probably like kindergarten, you know what I mean? But like my first kiss and my first like boyfriend.
Yeah.
I think I was in seventh grade.
Okay.
And I remember we were at Valley Fair, and we were on the
classic.
We were on the wild thing, and
it's like Six Flags. Yep. If you don't know what Valley Fair is,
he acted like this was a proposal. Okay, so we're going up the wild thing, and at the top of the wild thing, he asked me to be his girlfriend.
Perfect timing.
So then, yes, right, I'm like, yeah. And then I remember feeling really guilty, like my parents were gonna be mad at me that I had a boyfriend. So,
when you got the bottom of the hill, you broke it up.
It's pretty almost, but no, we went on a ride. A ride right after, and I was with my friend at the time, and I was crying, being like, I feel like I shouldn't have said yes. Like, I felt guilty about having this boyfriend. And I told my mom, they were like family friends, like, oh, that's cute, whatever. But I thought boys saw cooties. So I remember my first kiss with him too. At the time, I was in the school play, and it was Beauty and the Beast.
Oh my God. I love that you were in the play.
And not, I was Belle, no big deal, it's fine. Little town,
oh, she's
it's
so
a quiet
cocky.
Village every day, like the one before.
Whoa, you're kind of good.
Ew, that was like choir.
Ew.
But anyway,
I weirded out.
I know,
I
I'm sorry. It was like my musical nerd side.
No, I loved it.
And I had a kiss the Beast.
Oh.
And he wasn't the Beast. He
so you had to kiss your not boyfriend.
Yeah, but I hadn't had a kiss yet. So I'm just telling my first relationship, first kiss story.
Okay.
And then you can tell yours. And we were at my friend's house, and we were dating, but we hadn't kissed, you know. And he was like, I want to kiss you before you have to kiss in the play. So your first kiss is, you know, with me. I was like, oh, that's kind of cute, you know. So we're walking down to the pond, and we're on our little ice skates, and he stops me, and he was like, leaning in, right? And I'm like, okay, here I go. And I thought it was just a kiss, but like I wasn't aware of like the French part of this thing. Like I all of a sudden this tongue was in my mouth, and
ew.
I remember feeling like there was like an alien thing in my mouth.
Ew.
And yeah, I felt offended. I was like, I don't like this at all. And yeah, I'm pretty sure we broke up a couple weeks later because I still thought boys were gross, I'm pretty sure.
Like, oh,
I hit
this.
Puberty so late. So like he was probably like at home watching porn, you know, and I was like, ah,
like ew,
get away from me. So I broke up with him over the phone because I was like, oh, I don't like this.
Oh
at
my
all.
God.
I don't
breakups.
I don't like boys trying to kiss me.
That's
so
that
my
is
first,
so cringy. Mm-hmm. I can't.
So then finally, I think it was this is really late too. Like junior year of high school was when I was like kind of interested in like yeah. actually kissing someone.
Yeah.
And I had my first make out with someone.
In junior year of high school?
I think so. Maybe sophomore year.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was so fun. And then ever since then, I fucking love making
oh
out.
Oh my
with
God.
People.
Look at her. She's like, yeah. I turned into my spicy self.
So that was.
That's like a little bit of.
That was my first crush, first kiss. So let's hear yours.
My first crush was actually my neighbor. And I remember we would play house. And this is so weird, you guys. When you think about like random things, you're like, what? We built an igloo. It took us like 6 days. One time we built an igloo out of snow. And then I remember we used to sneak into his neighbor who was kind of scary. We were like rebels. Sneak into his neighbor's RV. This is so weird. And we would go in there because we knew in one of the drawers they had flavored marshmallows. You know, the fruity ones?
Oh, my
And so we'd
gosh.
Go in there, eat a few marshmallows, and then
cute.
Be like, leave, and like go back in the yard. Like they could probably hear us go in and out. Like what? Because they had a camper sitting in their driveway. And I remember I would call him and I'd be like, hi, is Jim home? It's not his name, but I'm just using that. And his mom would be like, no, he's out with his dad. I'd be like, okay. Then I hang up the home phone and I wait like 10 minutes or so. And then I'd call right back. Be like, is Jim home?
Do you
and
still
she's
remember
like,
your...
No, he's still not home, Sydney. Like,
do you
he's still not here.
Do you still remember your like childhood friend's home phone numbers? Because I do.
952-443.
Don't say it out loud.
Why?
Because someone would call it, maybe.
No,
I
they
don't
live there anymore. Well,
it's still a number. I wouldn't say it.
Why? Yeah.
I mean, you can keep the phone number.
Why? You can keep it?
Like, I have.
You
give him a call.
But
is James there?
Is Jim there?
The childhood phone number that I had is now one of my sister's phone numbers.
Oh,
so
no
you can
way.
Transfer that shit. Yeah, I would
not. Why not? Why not give him a call? It's like Soldier Boy's number. I'll give him 678-999-8212 is the number.
My friend who lived down the street, 320-250. And I won't say the last four.
I know, but you remember them, right? I remembered like all the phone numbers. But our first kiss was, I remember we were playing house and it was my idea, obviously, because I was like, okay, everyone's had their first kiss and I need to have my first kiss. So we were playing house and I'm like, I'll be the mom and you can be the dad. And he's like, okay. And we're like going about our business. And I go,
how old
mom
were you?
I was like little. I think I was in like elementary school.
Yeah.
And I was like, mom and dad's kiss, you know? And he's like, what? I'm like, they kiss. Then I went back and I was like making the dinner like a mud pie or something in the yard. And I came back and I'm like, everyone, dinner. And and then I literally go, well, we have to kiss because we're mom, like the mom and dad.
You have to thank me for making you food.
No, so we literally went, it was literally like our lips touched like that. And we both were like, ugh, ew. And we like turned away and we felt so awkward. We didn't see each other for like 2 weeks because we were so weirded out.
Oh.
And I felt really bad because it was my idea. So that was my first kiss and my first crush.
Do you remember like your first like
make out?
Maybe you dated someone and it was like actual like a like let's try to kiss.
I dated someone in middle school and I remember he asked me out in the locker bay and it was like everyone was watching and he walked up to me because you knew it was coming. They're like, you know, so and so is gonna ask you out today. I'll call him like Corey. I don't know why that name is like close enough. And so I'm waiting in the locker bay and I was like holding my backpack like looking all cute and he's like, hey, will you go out with me? And I was like, yeah. And then everyone goes, woo. Yeah. And then I walked to the bus and that was it. But I remember we got to have a play date. We were like dating. And I remember my mom helped me straighten my hair. And I was wearing an Ed Hardy sweatshirt. So that tells you exactly the vibe we were going for. I was feeling rough and tough. And I remember I met his mom and I was so scared to go to his house. I was so afraid. And my mom was looking at me and I was like shaking my head no. And my mom's like, do you want to go? So she gave me her phone. I think I didn't have a phone at this point. I went over there. He had 6 reptiles. They had snakes. His mom, and there's nothing against tattoos. I have plenty. Had full sleeves on her arms. She was so like, what the fuck? In the car, we were listening to like rap on the way there.
Your mom was like, take myself.
No, literally. And she was smoking a cig in the garage and had a reptile, like a big python around her neck. I literally was like, I will never date anyone again. So we went up and we were sitting in his room. We could do whatever we wanted. We're sitting in his room. And
no
so
way.
We're just sitting there and he was playing video games and I was just sitting on the couch, like doing nothing. This was my first like date. And I think, I don't remember when we made out, but it was just horrendous. It was literally the worst makeout ever. I did not feel a thing. It was gross.
And you're like, I don't like this.
Yeah. That's what it was. It was so fun. Dating is so fun.
First kisses, I guess. Does anyone have a good first kiss story? Ben, do you have a good first kiss story?
Oh my God.
Mine is just funny.
Okay, let's hear it.
Like, basically, I was in 8th grade and I was, my school was 6th through 12th and it was very small. I was dating a 10th grader at the time. So like, my dick is huge. I'm like, yo, like 8th grader dating a high schooler. Like,
oh my
I'm sick.
God.
Also, her brother like was in my grade. So she's like, it was just like a whole, but whatever. Kind of like, I went to like a super sheltered charter school where we like wore uniforms. Like nothing was allowed to happen on campus.
Did you know that he wore uniforms?
Oh, I have to show you guys picture. It is pictures.
What?
It is a
you in a uniform. I cannot picture. I'm like, no, nothing unified. No,
I'm very different now than I was in high school. Okay, interesting. Middle school. So we're like, you know, you like at that school, it's not like you date, you kiss, you have sex, like the those tiers. It's like you date and then you have a hug and then you kiss each other on the cheek. Mm-hmm. And then maybe you kiss, but it's not a make out kiss. It's like a, you know what
it's
I'm saying?
It's the ladder. Yeah. It's the ladder that you learned in health class. First, you start with handheld, holding hands.
That was huge.
Then you hug and then you, okay, continue.
No. And so we were like at the cheek kissing stage and it was one of those, like we were at a football game. I went to go kiss her on the cheek, but she went to go kiss me on the cheek. So we just kind of like bop, like pecked. And it was like, oh shit. Like, and then we're like, fuck it, whatever. And so we were like, oh, there's no way. Like we're at like our school football game. They can't do shit. We're like, it's a way game, like whatever. We're like, you know, just giving each other little pecks here and there. And we had like headmaster and the dean walks up. He's like, you guys are in big trouble. Like, you can't be doing that here. And so
he goes,
gets the headmaster. He comes over. It's funny because my family's still friends with the headmaster. We actually just had dinner with him in San Diego.
No way.
And I bring this up every time. He comes up. He's like, "What? I heard what you guys were doing. Like, that is not what we do at, like, you know, the school that I went to. I'm not going to name it, but it's like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, this is like the end of the world for me.
Oh, whatever. Yeah.
Like, have to go in the office the next day. Her mom too. They told our parents. My mom and my dad were like,
Ben, you hey, bad boy.
Go yeah. They're like, go Ben, go.
I still remember this. The mom was like she, to me was like, I am so disappointed in you. I can't believe you would do that. And I was like,
you're like, it's a two-way street.
Yeah.
She was kissing me too.
She was older. What? Like, come on.
Yeah. It was
she knew what she was doing.
It was funny. I was just like, now I look back at it. And the dean also who caught us, he was my like senior thesis advisor when I did my senior thesis in high school. And so like we talk about it all the time because I'm like, I was so scared. And he's like, yeah, I can't believe I had to do that. But like, I had to do that. It was just like I had to do like a lunch suspension for like 4 days or something.
Oh my God. I cannot with that.
First kisses are so funny.
They're so
and
weird.
We had some listeners wrote in. So we're going to share a story. I think two stories from listeners. Mm-hmm. So this woman wrote in.
A woman, this female.
She goes, one time this guy that I had been sort of hanging out with, we weren't really that close at all. At this point, maybe like our third or fourth time hanging out. This is more not so first kisses, I guess. This is just kisses in general.
Yeah.
Like a bad kiss story, a good kiss story, things like that. At this point, she says, maybe like our third or fourth time hanging out, laugh my ass off. He went in to kiss me while I was leaning up against the doorway and he came in for a kiss while I was mid-chew with almonds in my mouth. So obviously I dodged it and he ended up just absolutely smoking his head on the wall, like face planting to the max and probably def's got a minor concussion, honestly, haha. But he dead ass cut his eyebrow open from it. Clearly was going in for a romantic kiss considering his eyes were shut the whole time and we stopped talking shortly after that incident.
Of course he did.
Yep.
He split his eyebrow.
Oh, fuck.
So cringe. Okay, this one's really short, but then I have a funny one. This one says, I had my first kiss outside my high school gym with a football player. While he was kissing me, a girl came out of nowhere and grabbed his ass. Turns out it was his girlfriend.
This girl says, he had just eaten pizza, and I jokingly said I wouldn't kiss him, but then he was actually so sad, so I gave him the best makeout session of his life.
Oh, sheesh. I like that. Okay, this one says, I had the biggest crush on this guy since freshman year of college, and now I'm now a junior. I saw him at the party. I don't know how it happened, but somehow I ended up talking to him at this party. As the night went on, he asked if I wanted to go upstairs with him, and I agreed. I knew that people go upstairs to make out, so of course I said yes. So we went upstairs and I was so excited to make out with the guy. I had a crush on him for almost 2 years. And when we kissed, it was horrible. Really, really bad. I may or may not have had some liquid courage, so I didn't have any filter. So when he pulled away, I said out loud, wow, that was bad. And I felt so bad.
Good. I feel like people need to be more honest about that.
She says, and I felt so bad. I didn't know what to do. So I went upstairs and went downstairs, left with my friends. I have yet to speak to him to this day. And I still feel really bad.
I want to, have you ever made out with somebody who like open mouths?
Oh yeah.
Like eating your face and like, I want to clarify.
Slobbery, wet.
I want to clarify too. There are some girls out there that are really bad at kissing, like so bad.
Okay. What makes a good kiss to you?
I think it's like, I don't know how to explain it other than it's like you're moving together with the kiss.
Yes.
And it's not like
I'm going to eat your face.
Harder isn't better.
No.
Harder isn't better when it comes to kissing. My favorite types of kissing is like, I agree. You're like, you're in sync and you like the first like 5 seconds, it's like, oh, okay, wait, let's figure this out. Then all of a sudden you're in sync. And then it's not about eating your face.
It's more like intimate.
It's intimate. You switch paces. All of a sudden it's slow and gentle and you're hardly moving and then all of a sudden it's like a little faster and then slow.
And
it's
someone
like,
has to go to the bottom lip, to the top lip, to the bottom lip, to the top lip. If you're only kissing like one upper or bottom, switch it up. Like do something different.
I hate when people hog the top lip. And I'm like, I want to do the top lip.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, I like get mad. I'm like moving.
I know
so
you
I
move.
Can try to do the bottom lip because it's so much more
fun. You have
fun.
To grab the head if they're doing that. You have to literally grab their head and like maneuver yourself to where you want to be.
Do you know what I mean? Though?
Yes, like, I've had this.
Do you get that when it's just one
lip
and you're like move?
I dated someone that was a really
I was
bad
just gonna
kisser.
Say, have you ever dated a bad kisser? And how did you deal with it?
I literally one time I was had liquid courage and I said nope. I stopped him and I go, I don't want to kiss like that. I don't want to kiss like that. You have to close your mouth. He came in like a turtle, like.
Yeah.
Like he was going to snap. You know what I mean? Like I was like, no, I had to tell him I felt really bad.
So tips for if you're dating someone who is a bad kisser, don't let that continue.
No, just
this
be honest.
This is how what you do. I wouldn't be like, I don't like the way you do it like this.
I would
like,
tell him you're terrible.
Yeah. No, a good way to do it is like, so like maybe he has like 2 seconds where it was okay. And you could pull back and be like, whatever you just did, I really like that. Like try to start with like that type of feedback. Like, oh, I love when you do this. I love when you do this. And then you're like, let's like just kiss and like practice kissing together. Like make it like fun.
Make it fun. And
then you could be like, yes, just like that. I love that. And then he'll learn.
That's
slowly.
How you can, like, quote unquote, like, get ready or practice, like, foreplay stuff too, is like, what do I do that you like or that turns you on? Like, I've asked that before.
Yes.
And just, and then be like, okay, if that makes you feel uncomfortable, or it shouldn't because you're in a relationship, but like, if you want me to go first, I'll say like, I really like when you touch my leg at dinner before dinner. And then like, mm-hmm. when you give me like a long hug from behind or something like that, like just start talking about normalizing those conversations. Yes. You know what I mean?
100%. I think that's a great, but hold on. I also wanted to know if I was a good kisser. Because you know what people are always like, yeah, you're a good kisser, but it's like, okay, well, that's because you're kissing me. And
yeah,
like,
I know.
But am I actually?
Yeah.
So I was drunk. This was probably 2 years ago. Claire, shout out. We were at Punchbowl Social.
Oh, she's my God.
She's one of my good friends.
Yeah.
And we were like, because you don't really know if you're a good kisser. She's like, yeah, I don't either. And I'm like, Claire's so attractive. I was like, should we make out? Let's go.
Which one is Claire? I don't remember.
She's the blonde. She's from St. Thomas.
I'll look her up.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, so we're like, we went in the photo booth and we literally made out to see if we are good kissers. And
you're kidding
me. I was like, yeah, you were really good. She's like, yeah, I was good. You were good too. I'm like, okay, sick. So we go back out to our, like, I'm pretty sure we were both dating someone. And we're like, okay, cool.
Yeah, cool. We're good kissers. It's settled. Oh my God.
By the way, we also took photos during the makeout. So we have the photos.
You're a savage. You're literally just a little savage. She's a fucking savage.
I was going to say, this just reminded me of it. In college, I hooked up with one of my sister's friends. She was fine with it later, but like
Benjamin,
Ben,
definitely not my finest moment. But
bricked Ben.
My sister is also bisexual, so she has also kissed this friend.
Eskimo sisters, but siblings. Literally siblings. Eskimo siblings.
I hooked up with her. She just made out with
okay,
her.
Okay.
But either way, I was like,
that is so
I was
freaking
like,
funny.
One day I'm going to get so drunk and just be like, hey, yo, I'm not going to say her name. But, hey, yo, who's the better kisser?
Oh, my God.
My sister's grad party this year. She's there. I was like, perfect moment. I was like, I'll call her like Taylor. I know you've kissed both of us. Who's better? And she was just like, I fucking hate you, but I have to say Claire.
Oh! No
ego
way.
Hurt. My sister will never let that go.
She was probably sober. You were drunk.
No, I think we were both drunk, actually.
Okay.
Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Okay, but I feel like just sometimes girls have softer lips because we keep them more, like, moist, maybe.
And I don't know if this is a wrong
assumption. Maybe that's why?
Maybe this is a wrong assumption.
What?
But when I'm tipsy and I kiss or have sex, I feel like I'm way better. Like, just more fun,
I know,
a little more.
The confidence.
But guys, I feel like, are a little bit more, they're a little sloppier.
Yeah.
You know?
At times. I can see that.
Anyways.
And you go, anyways. Wait, should we do a few more first? Because I love these.
Yeah, let's do a couple more.
Let's just do a couple more.
First.
Well, what was your first job, first of all? Just toss in a random
one. Oh, gosh. I mean, besides, like, babysitting.
Well, yeah, go past babysitting.
I worked in the summers at my dad's office.
Okay.
I was a sterilization technician.
Excuse me?
A sterilization technician. And I would take teeth and put them in jars.
Oh.
And clean bloody utensils and sterilize them.
Sounds wonderful.
I mean, I worked at like little like community like events, like farmers markets.
Yeah. But like how awkward were you in your first job? I literally didn't know how to do anything.
Yeah, I hated it.
I worked at a sport. It's called Sports World. No longer exists. It was a hockey store. I was the only girl. Also was the only person that played hockey. Yet I was not allowed to sell skates as a girl. I was not allowed. Because even the guy, like dads would come in and they'd be like, no, I want, where, like, who's here? Who else can like size me for skates? Isn't that horrible?
That is bad.
And then one time I remember I wanted to go to the high school football game, obviously, but I was working on a Friday night. So I said, I don't feel well. I can't come to the whatever. And I was so dumb with social media. I probably posted it right on my Instagram story that I was at the football game. And literally I get back into work and they're like, we know that you were lying about not working on Friday. And I was like, oh God. And they go, so your punishment is you have to clean the community toilet. And I was the only girl that worked there. And the bathroom in that place was disgusting. Like I had to clean it. I had to like hand and knees, like scrub the toilet like Cinderella.
When I worked at a fitness, when I work fitness studio jobs, a lot of times you do have to completely clean the toilets and just stuff. I've done it. And finally at Barry's, I don't have to do that. I'm like, yay.
So nasty.
I have a story about a first blowjob.
Oh God.
And I've been wanting to tell on the podcast because it's funny.
Is it creepy?
I don't have to. I know you're like, I won't give details about that. Give details about the actual blowjob, but the story behind it's kind of funny.
Oh my God.
So this was like my first, I think this I would consider my first relationship. It was right out of our senior year of high school. And every year there's like this big camp out in the seniors. And my friend had like his grandparents had this big backyard. Everyone would go and drink and sleep over in tents. Like everyone knew what it was about. It was just about drinking, partying, whatever. And I was like newly like into drinking. Like, ooh, this is like my first time. I brought my boyfriend at the time. And I was like, tonight's the night. I'm going to give a blowjob.
Tonight's the night.
Because we got a tent. So I definitely had some alcohol. And it happened. It was, I don't know. I don't really remember that much. I didn't really like it. I remember whatever. Ugh. And then the next morning, I realized my throat was hurting.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, it hurts. Next day, even worse. And then the next day, I was like, I have to tell someone because my throat, I looked in the back of the mirror. I turned my flashlight on. Sorry. And looked in the back of my throat. And there was like white things.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, oh, my God, I have an STD. So I was like so scared.
I'm scarred right now.
Okay. So I was so scared. So I go down to my mom and I go, Mom, I gave his name a blowjob. It was my first time ever doing it. And something is wrong with my throat. And she was like, oh, Sophie.
Oh my God.
And she was like, okay, well, let me think. Like, let me see. Like, whatever. And my dad's a doctor. And she goes,
this is getting
she
worse.
She goes, give me one moment. I need to talk to dad. And I go, no, Mom, don't tell dad.
Oh my God, I'm scared.
And she goes, just give me a second. She comes back in the room. She goes, he's not going to say a word, but he needs to look in your throat. So my dad walks in and I'm just like, I literally have tears in my eyes because I'm so embarrassed that he knows what I did.
She told him.
And because he wanted to see it. Like my dad knows this stuff, you know? So he goes, open up. I'm like,
Oh my God.
He looks in it. He was like, all right, yeah, you should get tested. So I go to Planned Parenthood the next day. I'm like, you did all that to look at it, right? Okay, and tell me to go get tested. I had strep.
Sophie.
I had strep. I told my mom and my dad about my first blowjob because I thought I had an STD, but I just had strep throat.
Jesus Christ. I hate this so much.
I hate will this never so much. Live it down. Yeah.
I cannot.
I literally just had a fucking strep throat.
I have ever felt like my skin is crawling on my body. That is the moment. Ugh. Oh, jeez.
My dad thought I was so innocent. Oh. And I was. I was so innocent all through high school. I didn't drink. No, I didn't have sex in high school. I didn't do any of that. And then literally the day after high school ended, I'm like, I gave a blowjob.
Sad. Sad. Wait, do you remember your first time drinking? What, don't tell me about it, but I just want to know what were you drinking?
I do.
What was it?
Probably vodka.
Yeah.
My sister.
Oh, I could throw up. That's
I had an older sister and I went to visit her in college and I knew that was going to be my first time drinking. Okay.
Yeah. I took a first time shot drinking. Of Nu-Am. It was Nu-Am in a bathroom in a basement at a high school party with the older kids.
Remember when you were talking, what were you talking about on the podcast the other week? And what? You were calling it UV blue and we were dying laughing.
No, it is UV blue.
I know, but you were talking about not alcohol.
And
you
wasn't? Oh,
I don't remember. Sorry.
I don't know what it is. Okay,
it was
wait.
So funny.
Do you remember the first time you said I love you? Because I have a story.
No, not really.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you
it
anyway.
Let me hear yours.
I remember I was dating the older guy and he was a hockey player. And I was like, oh, yeah.
No big deal.
No big deal. I'm dating the older guy and he was the captain. So it was kind of a big deal. And long story short, we were dating and it was like, you know, it was good. Or at least I thought it was good, obviously. And like, I could tell like, he maybe was like being a little standoffish, but like, whatever, who cares?
So I invited him. Cool.
He's like, let's hang out. And he finally asked me to hang out again. And like, cause you know, relationships are weird back then. And he comes over and I was like, I have to tell you something. He's like, me too. And I looked at him and I go, I love you. And he goes,
oh
my God, I'm breaking up with you. I was like, wait, what? And he's like, that's what you had to tell me. I'm like, that's what you had to tell me. We broke up. When he told me, I don't want to be with you anymore, I was telling him, I love you.
is probably.
I laugh about it today.
Dude, that is hilarious, but also sad because
it's so sad.
It goes back to like when you feel like someone's pulling away. Like when you're young and insecure, you're probably like, I gotta dive in harder. You're like, I gotta dive in all the way. I love you.
Yeah, you're like, I love you so much. Wait, okay, this is my last first story ever, and then we can wrap up.
No, I love it.
I remember the first time, and this is kind of sad, but I was. The first time being bullied, okay?
Oh.
And this is interesting.
This is a good one.
So, I don't really remember it in, I guess I do remember it in, like, elementary school one time. I think, like, they told me, like, I can't sit with someone on the bus. Like, I didn't have a seat on the bus.
You can't sit with us.
Literally. But this is the one that I, like, vividly remember because I'll just explain the story. So, I was a total tomboy. Like, I cared. Like, first time caring about my looks was, like, I matched everything. Like, I think I've said this before. I matched my hair tie to my socks to my tennis shoes.
That's so cute.
To my blue Bermuda shorts. Everything matched. I was literally pristine OCD. So, anyway, I'm at school, and I'm a tomboy now. And I'm wearing, like, baller shorts and a, like, oversized tee and my Etnies. Ay. And me and my friend were, like, dressed like that together. And she's getting married soon. It's just, that's why it's hilarious. And we were, like, walking around the middle school and we were, like, we look so fucking good. Like, we got these Etnies recently on sale. Like, oh, shit. Like, we had a game that night. Like, literally fuck it up. Like, a hockey game. Like, we felt so sick. And I remember the hottest kid in school, which I'll tell you about him after right now to this day. Hottest kid in school was like walking down the steps of the school and we were walking next to each other and we were like, oh, hey. And he goes, oh, hey, I like your guys' shorts. And I was like, we were like, thanks. And then me and my friend looked at each other and we were like, oh, my God. And everyone started laughing and we both looked at each other and we were like,
oh,
God, he's being sarcastic. He's like bullying us. And we were like, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. And I remember we, like, went in the corner. We were like, oh, I'm embarrassed. I'm like, wait, do we look weird? Do we dress weird? Why are people laughing at us? It was so sad and embarrassing.
Oh. And to you, like, this day, literally remember the moment.
Can I tell
also
you
not
something
gonna lie,
crazy?
I just saw your nipple, and it was really hot. Yeah.
Really? Oh, my God, are my nipples hard?
I've been kind of, like, trying to keep eye contact, but every now and then I'm like, I think it's almost.
God, it is my nipple right there. Sorry. Yeah.
You too, I hope we're good. But you're facing me. So did you notice I kept doing this?
Yeah, yeah. And I was wondering
why. It's because I was like, I've never seen your boobs so close. I love it.
Oh, thanks. Thank you very much. Wow. Oh, yeah. Wow. It is gaping a little bit. But anyway, I will tell you right now, long story short, turns out that guy, he wanted to date later in life. And I never let it down. And I was like, you bullied me in middle school. Like, get away from me, first of all. Like, so mean. Second of all, oh, my God, there's Angela. Hi, Angela. Second of all, he was just a freak. He ended up being, like, the worst person in the world. Like, literally the worst to this day. I absolutely despise him. But I never let him down.
The bullies in high school and where they're at now. Just, like, if you ever need a little, like, I guess.
Reminder
that, like, of that high school doesn't really matter. Just go searching on Facebook, on Instagram. What are those bullies doing now? Because it's
what are
just,
they doing now?
Just makes me LOL.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a straight kind of moment for me? Oh, I do. What? Where's my phone?
I was like,
you
fuck.
Go, uh-oh.
Do you want me to do the little
could you?
We're going to do a little something before we share our listener's straight can of moment of the week. Ladies.
Ooh.
Sweaty sack summer is approaching. Ooh. And it's time for you to prioritize the comfort of your man's family jewels. Our sponsor of today's episode, Manscaped, has spent 2 years designing the most comfortable boxer briefs out there for the men in your life. I've had the honor of testing out these new boxers, and I can say it's the softest fabric of any underwear. And perfect loungewear for your night in or sleepwear. They even trademarked the jewel pouch. So you know it's seriously a great gift for him. So let his bulge breathe and get 20% off plus free shipping by using our code CANDID20 at manscaped.com. Bulge. At first I was like, oh, this is awkward because I haven't worn these underwear. But
We have. Yeah.
And I wear them. They're my favorite boxers to sleep in.
I know.
Because I go to Amazon sometimes and I purchase boxers for myself to sleep in. But these are the softest ones because they're actually high quality.
They're the best. I
love it. The micro modal fabric is buttery soft and breathable, keeping his cucumber cool. Walk, run, strut. These moisture-wicking boxers breathe without a sweat. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20 at manscaped.com. Once the boxers 2.0 touch his sack, he'll never go back.
Sack, he'll never go back.
Sacky.
Okay. So this one was related and it was written in, and I just was like, oh my God. It was very reactive when I read it. So here we go. Throwback to high school. I was making out with this guy in this basement. Mind you, it was pretty dark down there. We were just watching a movie or like Netflix and chill with the lights off. Things were cozy. It was all happening. Anyway, he was on top of me when I started to notice our makeout sesh was getting a little sloppy. And I was getting kind of weirded out. But we continued. I felt like there was like saliva all over my upper lip. And I was like, okay, I got to stop.
I hate that.
As we continue kissing, I remember thinking, whatever. If it all of a sudden he stops kissing me. Oh, sorry. I think I was thinking whatever. All of a sudden he stops kissing me and goes, oh, no, 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 no. Oh, shit. And proceeds to get up and run to the bathroom. He comes back a minute later. And as I'm sitting there confused, he says, I need you to come to the bathroom with me. When I look at myself in the mirror, there is blood smeared all over my face. Turns out he had a bloody nose the entire time they were making out.
Oh, yeah.
Being the nice person I said, it's okay. Everything's fine. As I was washing his blood off my face, he felt embarrassed, but I was like, I'm literally going to throw up and puke. We literally sat awkwardly, watched Netflix. We left and we never talked again.
I kind of feel bad.
I kind of feel bad too.
He can't help his bloody nose. Also, the amount of men that are like, I'll have sex with you or I'll eat you out when you're on your period. You know what? You can deal with a little bloody nose.
Deal with a little blood.
I'm a little more aggressive with this one, but I think she should give him another chance. It was just a bloody nose.
Poor little guy.
Oh, but that is.
Can you imagine though, looking in the mirror, I'd be like, literally scary. Yeah, that'd be literally scary. Freaky.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. We have an advice. So we haven't done one in a little bit. So we'll keep it quick because we're about to be at time, but this one says, I'm listening to your breakup episode and I'm loving it. I would love to hear how you both handled someone who tried to relate to everything, always trying to one-up you and others around you. Everyone knows this girl or this guy is lying and constantly, she's talking specifically. Everyone knows this girl or this guy, right, in their life. But everyone specifically knows this girl is lying constantly, but everyone just skirts around it. It's frustrating and you can't trust anything she says or anything she does. I'm very much like Sid in this instance where I'm a people pleaser and want people to like me. So it's hard for me to handle conflict, especially initiating it. Any advice?
Okay. So originally I was confused because she was saying breakup episode.
She was saying, okay. I was confused about that too, but it wasn't from that episode. She's just saying like the one-uppers and like a liar. She has a friend that's a one-upper and a liar. Well, what would you do? And
you guys already know my answer. Like, yes, I'm a people pleaser, but I'm a people pleaser when it comes to people that I like.
Yeah.
So like, I wouldn't be friends with her.
I used to not really say anything when people were like saying things that I knew were a lie.
I always
do. But now I'm like, wait a minute. I was there and that literally didn't happen. Yeah. And don't be like rude about it. Like being like, that never happened. You can just literally be like laughing and being like, that literally never happened. Like, no, that didn't happen. And if they get offended, they get offended. You don't want to be friends with a liar or someone who's a constant one-upper. I would just also say like, I've talked to Taylor about this before. This is not your life. Like their issues and their isms are not a part of you. Don't allow their isms to bother you so much because that's not you. That's them being annoying. If people want to believe what they say, great. They'll find out they're a liar later.
I think I need that advice because I'm someone who definitely like if someone has like bad juju and bad energy and I don't like them and they're there and I don't have control over it, I do really let it affect me and my like emotional state for that event or that moment. I'm just like I can't not. But it's funny because I'm also someone who if I like you, like you probably know I like you, but I'm also if I don't like you, I have a hard time like hiding. I'm just kind of like,
you don't need to hide it.
I'm just like, I'm not gonna be like, I don't like you, but I just walk away or just
you don't give an effort.
But
it's kind of, I mean, you don't owe anybody anything.
Yeah,
so I have a hard time like, oh God, I used to be like, what are they going to think of me and whatever? Like, no. Yeah. And I've had, trust me, there's one-uppers all over everywhere. Jordan's getting me the text of, are you ready? So we're probably going to wrap up.
I will say though, one more thing about this question. Yeah. Like realistically, you know, I was like, well, don't be friends with her. Like you could kind of let it fizzle out. I don't think it does depend like what type of relationship it is. Sometimes you have to go through like an entire friend breakup if that's what you're looking for. We do have an episode on that. But sometimes it's easiest just to kind of take a step back and let it sizzle a little bit. And
you're trying to be reactive.
And then if she does ask and she's like, I feel like something's off, you can be like, you know, like there's part of me that really enjoys your company, but the other part of me feels like I feel exhausted from, you know,
like your behavior a little
your
bit
behavior and just like the white lies. I don't even don't give her specific examples because she'll work her way around it. You know, just keep it generalized and
keep it chill too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like being quiet. People are looking for a reaction. So don't give them the reaction they want. No, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You guys, we Thank love you. Ya. That was fun.
That was really fun. I love a little banter and a little like spicy episode about like our past lives. So now you get to hear more about me. And thanks for dealing with my voice like this. Like that's how I feel like I'm talking. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, what up, guys?
She's
All right.
Ted, but she's still a Ted.
She's a 10. Yep. We're a 10. That was a 10.
Oh, God.
Thank you all for coming and listening to the episode today.
Leave a review if you could. Yeah.
Apple Podcasts.
We love you at Candid Sid.
At Candid Soph.
And at Ben Sarbacher.
At Straight Candid Podcast for everything else, everything you love, need to hear. We loves you so
and
damn much,
you.
I swear to God.
Thank you for all the submissions, too, about the kisses and the Straight Candid moments. You guys are on top of it. Keep it going.
We appreciate you. That submissions make it way more fun when we get to talk to you guys. So woo-hoo. We loves you so
love
much.
You. Bye.
Bye.